This is Fresh Air. Paramount Records, which was founded in 1917 by a furniture company in Wisconsin, found itself in a curious position by the mid-1920s. It had become the leading blues label in America and selling lots of records. J. Mayo Ink Williams, the first black record executive in America, had used his street smarts to attract a number of artists, and his bestseller was Blind Lemon Jefferson. Then, suddenly, Williams quit in 1927. But Paramount's greatest moments were yet to come, and that's the period, 1928 to 1932, covered by the second in a two-volume collection documenting Paramount Records. Volume 2, which was released late last year by Third Man and Revenant Records, includes 6 LPs and a USB drive featuring 800 classic recordings. Rock historian Ed Ward has the story.
When Blind Lemon Jefferson recorded See That My Grave Is Kept Clean in early 1928, he had just over a year to live, although he was only in his late 40s. Paramount Records looked like it was headed the same way, but instead something wonderful happened. It's largely attributable to one man, H.C. Spear, who ran a general store in the black section of Jackson, Mississippi, and was a huge fan of the blues music played in that part of the world. Spear bought a little disc-cutting machine, and because he sold records in his store, he knew what labels were interested in this music. He'd get musicians to cut a side or two, then ship them off to a record label and see if they were interested. If they were, he pocketed a finder's fee.
The backwater out of the roads around some down. Throw me down that line. Backwater don't roll that down the road. Put y'all down that line. And I tell that water, don't jump to this town.
One of the most successful finds he sent Paramount was Charlie Patton, a towering figure who was looked up to by most of the other Mississippi bluesmen, although he didn't strictly play blues but mixed it with older forms. Once his records began to sell, Patton would load up a car with his friends, his girlfriends, his ex-girlfriends, and some whiskey, and head to Grafton, Wisconsin to record. One of those friends was Son House. House outlived Patton by many years, and after he was found living in Rochester, New York in the early 60s, enjoyed a new career on the folk circuit and filled in a lot of gaps in researchers' knowledge of Delta blues. Another artist Spear sent to Wisconsin was Nehemiah Skip James, an odd, violent, guilt-driven man with a guitar style utterly unlike any other.
I'm so glad, and I am glad, I am glad, I'm glad. I don't know what to do, don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. I'm tired of weeping, tired of moaning, tired of groaning for you. And I'm so glad, I am glad, I am glad, I'm glad. I'm tired of weeping, tired of moaning, tired of groaning for you. And I'm so glad. And I am glad, I am glad, I'm glad.
None of James' haunting records sold, and Spear was about to see if another label could get him out there when James had a religious experience and ran off to preach and make whiskey with his father. He too would be rediscovered in the 60s. Some of the records Paramount made during this period sold so badly that they're extraordinarily rare, and as a result, we know next to nothing about the artists who made them. Geeshy Wiley, who recorded with a second guitarist named Elvie Thomas, is one of them, and another whose music came from another dimension.
The last kind word I hear my dad say, Lord, the last kind word I hear my dad say, if I die in the German war, I want to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. Baggy chill, please don't bear my soul. I can't just leave me out.
Recently, the New York Times Magazine published a story that shed a lot of light on these two women, including a photograph of Elvie Thomas in old age. But other performers who recorded for Paramount are total mysteries.
Not I'm going winter. Not I'm going to try to leave you under. Selling out the mean old farmer, and that train is just that way. Gotta go on that train. I'd say that even broke my heart down. Boys, if you have been running around in this world, this train will wreck your mind, your life too. Not I want.
King Solomon Hill is a complete cipher. Some say he was a Louisiana man named Joe Holmes, but the evidence is shaky. Besides blues, Paramount recorded gospel music, early jazz, and some hillbilly music between 1927 and 1932, when it ceased operations. The Depression hit the record business hard, starting with its poorest customers, and Paramount catered largely to them. At the employee Christmas party in 1932, Paramount announced it was going out of business. As the party wore down, a group of the newly unemployed gathered on the roof of the factory and started skimming records and pressing plates into the river like frisbees. Paramount was over, but the music lived on.
Ed Ward lives in Austin, Texas. All the music he played is from The Rise and Fall of Paramount Records, Volume 2.